It is Tuesday, June the 5th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com. Well, the markets had a hard time figuring out what to do today, in large part paying little attention to the fact that Spain had effectively been shut out from the bond market. And I guess Wall Street is waiting to hear any words of encouragement by Ben Bernanke on Thursday. Dow closing up 28 points at 12,127. NASDAQ up 18 at 2,778. Dollar index 82.8. Crude oil $84 a barrel. Gold off $1.40 at 16.17. When Spain announced it had been shut out of the bond market, gold had a pop to 16.2360. Likewise for silver. Silver closed up 27 cents on the day at 28.63. Platinum higher by 10 at 14.44. Palladium higher by 11 at 6.27. And the miners, which have been very encouraging over the last few days. XAU up 75 basis points at 165.40. When we return after the break, I think it's time for me to pay a tribute to Bob Chapman on this Tuesday, June the 5th, after these messages.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh, Lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday. You know, the thing that upset me more about Bob's passing was the litany of misinformation that spread around the web as to whether or not Bob Chapman had passed away. Even a well-known talk show host was saying that people were getting confused with another Bob Chapman who was an Australian athlete. Well, I guess that doesn't bode well for someone who is allegedly a seeker of the truth, that they couldn't find out the real story about Bob Chapman. On my website at robbynull.com, I have provided a link to the Art Laughlin Funeral Home, which has provided a forum where people can pass on condolences to Bob's family. And if you are so inclined, you can send flowers. And earlier this morning, on behalf of all my listeners to the flip side, I sent a bouquet of flowers. Robert Bob John Chapman, age 76, of Winter Haven, Florida, formerly of Mexico, died June 4th, 2012, due to pancreatic cancer. He was born October the 16th, 1935, in Boston, Massachusetts, son of John Chapman. Bob was a veteran of the U.S. Army, a writer of a newsletter discussing finances and economics, and a regular radio commentator discussing politics as well as economics and finance. Most of his working life, he served as a stockbroker. Bob is survived by his wife, Judy, of 47 years, a son, Robert, a daughter, Jennifer, and 4 grandchildren. Services will be conducted tomorrow, June 6th, at 1 p.m. at the Glen Abbey Memorial Gardens in Auburndale, Florida. And I guess the best way to pay tribute to Bob Chapman is to replay an interview Bob did with James Corbett, who was with us earlier on. As you know, James Corbett had a close relationship with Bob Chapman, and is taking up the huge task of continuing the international forecaster. So I guess the best way we can pay tribute to Bob is to replay that interview from a month ago. Play the tape.
Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of May, 2012, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for our weekly chat with the international forecaster, Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com. Bob Chapman, as always, thank you for your time.
Well, you're very gracious in having me on the program all the time.
Yeah, grace has nothing
and
to do with
it. I enjoy it very much. Because we get on the leading edge. Unfortunately, we're not seeing much leading edge, I would say, for the past 6 weeks. There's just nothing going on.
Yes,
what do you think?
Well, I agree. I think it's kind of an eerie lull, which could mean a lot of things, but I think it's also coming up to that time of year when they're preparing for the trilateral meeting and the Bilderberg meeting and the places where the real agenda gets set for the year. So I think we might be seeing a bit of a lull before the actors have their scripts, so to speak. But on that note, I mean, there are still things that are coming across the news wires, so why don't we broach a few of them. For example, Zero Hedge has something just out fresh this morning. Eurosis is back with a bang, PMIs collapse, unemployment surges to record. So let me just read the opening of this article. It says, yesterday we poked fun of Goldman for suggesting that the reason for the late-day sell-off was prudent profit-taking, as folks remember Europe isn't closed tomorrow. Turns out Goldman could not have been more right. Around 4 a.m. Eastern this morning, Europe reported a series of economic updates which showed that the European economy continues to be nothing but a slow-motion train wreck and is getting far worse. Starting with final April Eurozone manufacturing PMI, which printed at 45.9 versus an initial print of 46.0, a nine-month low with a core breakdown as follows. Italian manufacturing PMI 43.8 at a six-month low. German manufacturing PMI at a 33-month low, 46.2 versus initial 46.3. France manufacturing PMI 46.9 versus initial 47.3, which also followed Italy by recording sharpest drop in manufacturing new orders in 3 years in April, and so on, as can be seen in the chart below. And it has a little chart of the manufacturing PMI numbers. And then starts to talk about jobless rates. Germany came worse than expected with over 19,000 more added to the jobless rolls on an estimate of a 10,000 decline. So a 29,000 job discrepancy there. And it doesn't look good for the rest of the Eurozone either. So any of your thoughts on any of this type of information, Bob?
Well, first of all, I think most people don't know that they count partially employed, part-timers, and many, many, many of the jobs that have been put on have been part-timers. That's why they go off so fast. They put in somebody for a month and then bingo, that's it. Anyway, the whole cause of that is deliberate. They know what to do to fix it, and that is all they have to do is lend money to the manufacturers in order to get some jobs going, some risk, some research, whatever, and they're not doing it. So this thing, and I had anticipated that the bankers would be lenders, and they're not. And that means the situation in employment is going to be short-lived. Inflation is not going to be as bad as anticipated. And that is going to negatively impart take its course against the British economy as well as the U.S. economy. And you've already seen the best quarters. I think we're going to go right down to zero on the GDP for the U.S.
Right down to zero?
Well, it's only, 2.5%. In the last quarter, it doesn't take much to dig it down, believe me.
Well, that's certainly not cheery news for the economy. So looking at the Eurozone specifically, I mean, is any of this PMI news particularly surprising to you?
Yes. Yes, it is. I didn't expect it to be that bad. It's fully... justify my statement that the European economy at best probably over the next four quarters, will be in the 0 to +1%, depending upon which country you look at. And overall, probably zero, because the countries that are already minus in Italy and Spain are two of them. And so I think we're in for a very, very deep depression. We're in a depression now, but nobody wants to believe it. Certainly in Europe and England, and in the United States too. I think we've been in depression in all those locales since a year ago, February, which is two years and a couple of months.
We're listening to one of the last interviews James Corbett did with Bob Chapman, and we'll take a quick time out and be right back.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the special edition of The Flip Side for this Tuesday, June the 5th. We are listening to the last interview that James Corbett had with Bob Chapman about a month ago. Let's continue.
He wants to hear it. The guy that's getting closest again is Schiller, K. Schiller Institute. And the position they're in is they're getting their hard figures later, and they know that the government is lying about the figures. So that's going to throw them 6 months behind anyway.
Well, of course, the ongoing debate is about whether or not the central banks should be printing money left and right in order to try to inflate the currency and to spend their way out of the depression. And, of course, well, we know what that ultimately leads to is, of course, inflation. An interesting story came across the newswires yesterday on Reuters. Inflation threat keeps Fed in check. And it notes, the risk of inflation is keeping the Federal Reserve from doing more to support the U.S. economy, according to comments from several top Fed officials that reinforce the notion the central bank is happy to stand pat for now. Five policymakers weighed in on Tuesday on how the U.S. central bank intends to deal with possible threats to the economic recovery. They include volatile oil prices, Europe's debt trouble, and a looming fiscal cliff of scheduled U.S. tax increases and spending cuts. With inflation very close to the Fed's target of 2%, the officials seemed hesitant to rock the boat with more bond buying, even though unemployment remains high at 8.2%. And the article goes on to describe some of the people who were making this assessment, some Fed officials and others, talking about how the Fed is now scared about inflation, and so they might not be thinking about a QE3. But, of course, that's not really what we've been looking at. We've just been looking at a question of if, not when. I'm sorry, when, not if, for QE3. What's your take on this latest story?
Well, it's surprising, that's for sure. I think we're headed down. They decided that this is the way they want to go. Save the banks, save the lenders, and heck with everybody else.
Well, I have to be a bit cynical about the timing of this story that the Fed officials are now supposedly worried about inflation. Because just earlier, last Friday, there was a story that that global stocks ended higher on Friday on strong earnings reports, but the dollar dipped against the euro and the yen as lower-than-expected U.S. economic data Fed views that the Federal Reserve could ease policy further to boost flagging growth. So basically, this Reuters report from just a few days before was saying that people were scared the Fed was about to start a round of QE3, so the dollar was dipping. So out they come to say, don't worry, there's no QE3 on the way. So I don't know if it's just a cynical move to try to basically placate the markets.
And that's what I think it is. They got to go to QE3 in the United States. They've already done so in Europe with the currency swaps, which in fact the loans. As simple as that. And they're just going to have to do that. I don't know what they're going to call it, but they have to do it. If they don't, then the GDP side plunges down to -5. I mean, does anybody want that?
I don't think so. And I think you hit on a key concept there, because I think it is about the optics of it, and if they can come up with a way to do this that's slightly different than simply injecting money, or if they can call it a different name, or if they can do something like Operation Twist, I think they'll try to do something like that again. So, again, the easing can come in different forms rather than simply just printing the money, but I think you're right, it has to come.
It's going to be a, to those who understand, a startling reminder that the world is in a depression, that the U.S. is in a depression, and it's going to get exceedingly worse. And that's why I keep on telling people who are employed, never mind those who are unemployed, put away dehydrated, freeze-dried foods. Have a water filter. Be prepared for this. I mean, if you get a year's worth of food in the house, well, you lose your job. With that extra money coming in from unemployment, you can probably tough out 3 years, you know, from a food standpoint. And this is going to go on for years. This is not going to be something that is going to go away in a very quick fashion. It's not. I mean, look at the 1930s. We went from 29 to 41, and they didn't accomplish anything.
Exactly right. Well, absolutely. And it's so... Again, what do you even say to this? But
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Welcome back to the special edition of The Flip Side for this Tuesday. We're listening to the last interview James Corbett had with Robert Chapman. Let's return to the interview.
Exactly right. Well, absolutely. And it's so... Again, what do you even say to this? But that is so
well, you know, Jim, in a situation like this, he is really perfectly in place for another war. Let's face it, and they blame everything on the war, and they get away with everything.
Well, we've talked about it before, and we will probably continue to talk about it, because it is absolutely true that it's the favorite way of the bankster oligarchy to blame all of the troubles on the war and then to stimulate the economy with war, because nothing stimulates the economy like death on a mass scale. And on that note, of course, one of the big proponents of tricks up the sleeve like that is Paul Krugman, who, of course, is the Nobel laureate for economics, the distinguished Nobel laureate of the New York Times, who basically just wants the Fed to turn on the printing presses full steam. And he's the absolute number one person in the media these days arguing for the Keynesian side of the debate against people like Ron Paul, who are, of course, are advocating the Austrian side of the debate. And on that note, people might know that earlier this week, Paul versus Paul happened live on TV. There was a debate between Paul Krugman and Ron Paul on TV earlier this week. And for those of you out there who have not seen this debate, basically it went pretty much the way you thought it would go, with Ron Paul arguing for, at the very least, starting to allow legalize alternative currencies and alternatives to the Fed. And Paul Krugman basically saying that was ridiculous, and no, of course we need the Fed to be the loving central bankers over everything. And the general consensus out there on the web is that Ron Paul won the debate quite handily, but Paul Krugman is now came out with a blog post on the New York Times saying that debating face-to-face is basically useless because no one can present facts on TV, etc., etc. So basically saying that, yes, I know I lost the debate, but it doesn't matter. So it kind of played out the way you'd expect it to go. But, well, Bob, what's your take on this Keynesian-Austrian debate and the way that it's portrayed in the media?
Well, I think they try to make it simple. And, of course, they poo-poo the Austrian side. And they always will. I mean, what the Keynesian side is, my take on Keynesian is that it is a instrument to institute corporatist fascist government. You know, and it's just like two pieces of paper. I mean, it's as simple as that. One group of people want to keep on creating money and credit, and the other people want to bring the use of running it, the use of money and credit into the economy or out of the economy in a timed atmosphere. Like, let's say the country's got a debt of 100% of GDP, and their debts are about, say, $300 billion. You don't clear them all out in one day. You move them out over a period of time, 5, 10 years, whatever it takes.
Right. Well, absolutely. So, I mean, what do you say to the people who do believe that the having a strong central bank is somehow, you know, the only way it's possible to imagine the shaping of the economy, and people who don't understand that there wasn't even a Federal Reserve before 1913? How do you even explain that to them?
Well, you get your hands full. And trying to make it any simpler than what I did, it's pretty difficult. I mean, we just gave definitions to what these things are very quickly and adroitly. But there's many, many nuances to this thing. And people just don't want to or can't understand them. That's very important in societies that do not have the educational process in place. I mean, I talk to people who have MBAs and doctorates about the two forces, which are Keynesianism and classical economics. They don't know what it's about. They have a hard time grasping it.
Well, Bob, let's shift tracks a little bit. Let's talk about an interesting tidbit that came up on CNN earlier this week. There is a new, or I guess an old witness to the RFK assassination, who is saying that there was a second shooter. And her name is Nina Rhodes Hughes, and she's just come out just recently to say that she now says with absolute conviction there was definitely a second shooter involved, and that she personally heard somewhere from 12 to 14 shots at the time that RFK was assassinated. Quite an interesting revelation, and it's, I guess one can question why it took her 40 years to come out with this information, but of course we have seen the way that people have been treated in other investigations into JFK, etc., and lots of people mysteriously end up dead. So I suppose we can understand why someone would want to keep that. But your take on the RFK assassination and what really took place there in 1968?
There's so many conflicting stories. I stay away from it. Now, we know basically who did it, and that's all we need to know.
Well, it must have been, I mean, for people like myself, I was born in the 1970s, obviously completely not in that era at all, it must have been quite an incredible, remarkable time, and not in a good way, in American politics, with JFK and Malcolm X and MLK and RFK all being assassinated within a few short years. What was it really like at that time, and what was the political climate?
Well, I think everybody still believed in the system, generally speaking. And there were those of us who knew what the government was up to. We knew why Jack Kennedy was killed, and most people didn't. They know now. And so there was great political turmoil.
Well, in one sense, that's kind of depressing, obviously. But in another sense, it's almost hopeful, because it seems to indicate that people are at least starting to wake up and to learn and to question the system. Do you see that kind of difference now between what people are into now as opposed to, you know, 50 years ago?
I think that the startling revelations that we're seeing are, I think that they're not important to today's current times. In the end, everybody's going to know the truth that desires to know. And that's okay, but it doesn't pertain to today for most people. It certainly does for me because the same guys are doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, it does seem to just go on and on. And, of course, we've seen an escalation of events from Ruby Ridge and Waco to OKC bombing to 9/11, which makes me shudder to think at what may come next. And, of course, we've seen a ramp-up in the talk about possible terrorist events in the one-year anniversary of the Osama bin Laden assassination. And the fear, of course, cranked up to full blast at all times. Any thoughts on what you think might be coming next in terms of the escalation of these types of events?
Well, I think you'll see Syria, and then you'll see Iran. And you'll see the same kind of warfare. I don't think they use atomic weapons, nuclear devices. Maybe I don't think so. And I think Russia and China will be involved. And that's the way I think it will work out.
Well, that's pretty horrific.
The only card they got left.
Yeah. But, I mean, that ultimately means World War III.
Well, they want to get rid of another maybe 100, 200 million people. Just like in Africa. Why do you think they have all the wars there? Why do you think they leave dictators in place? They tell the dictator, go out and kill 300,000 of them, they go right out and do it.
Well, that's a pretty sour note to leave things on. On a more positive note, what can people or should people be doing to combat this, what we see going on in the world right now?
As I mentioned earlier, dehydrated, freeze-dried foods, water filter, weapons. I mean, why do you think they've got the TSA and Homeland Security preparing for another war? I mean, they ordered, what was it, 400 million rounds of .40 caliber ammunition for a group that's never been trained in combat nor people control, nor can they shoot straight.
Well, it's certainly something to give people pause for thought, I would assume. And yes, you're right, 450 million rounds, according to some estimates. But yes, 450 million hollow point bullets ordered recently by the Department of Homeland Security. So should at least give people a bit of concern about what they're up to with that. And you're right, I mean, when there's no accountability over a government, I'm sure they can do whatever they want in terms of getting people ready for the rollout of the police state in full form. And of course, we do know that the NATO/G20 summits will be taking place in a couple of weeks here in the United States, and then followed up by the Bilderberg Conference, which looks like it's going to be taking place near Washington again this year. So it's going to be a very exciting month.
Yeah, all the way in. Starting probably next week, we're going to start seeing the fur fly in Europe. That'll carry over for months and months, maybe even years.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, and who's going to pay for all this?
Well, I guess generations yet unborn if the the people who want to enslave the world in debt servitude get their way. But let's make sure that they don't do that. And, of course, the best way to ensure our future liberty and prosperity is, first of all, to understand what's going on and thus to get prepared for what's going on, as you've said a few times tonight. And on that note, of course, one of the best ways to be prepared is to be forewarned and thus forearmed. So let's talk about your International Forecaster newsletter for people out there who haven't heard of it and don't know how to get a copy.
The forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the net. Everything you need to know each week is in that publication. If you'd like a free introductory copy, go to theinternationalforecaster.com. Forecaster is forecaster.com. For those of you who want a question answered, we answer everyone. Or if you'd like a copy of the two reports, or if you would like a copy of our latest gold and silver share recommendations, you can email us, and that address is bob@intforecaster.com, bob@intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call in toll-free, that number is 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178. Not only can you get copies there, but you can also take advantage of a special offer that they have made for the last few years, actually. And the special offer allows one to receive a free one-year subscription to the publication. And you should take advantage of it at those rates, which is virtually nothing, to get the publication.
Bob Chapman, always a pleasure, always informative. I'm looking forward to next week.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all your help.
That was the last interview that James Corbett did with Bob Chapman. And there's no question that James Corbett has got some big shoes to fill, as he will be responsible for continuing the International Forecaster. One of the things I will always be grateful to Bob Chapman for was turning me on to educating myself about gold and silver mining companies. And we used to have interesting debates over the years as to Bob's favorite miners versus my selections. And I always used to kid him because he never liked my selections. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Every night I just want to go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't want to get up, get out of my bed. Every night I want to play out, and every day I want to do. But tonight I just want to stay in and be. And be with you.
Welcome back to this special edition of The Flip Side in tribute to Bob Chapman. And one great thing about the internet, Bob Chapman will be with us for many years to come. And I'm sure as events unfold and the numerous predictions that Bob made come to fruition, we will delve into the archives to bring his words back to life. And as a quick reminder, on my webpage at robbynoll.com, I've provided a link to the Ott Laughlin Funeral Home, which is providing a source where people can sign the guest book and share your memories and express your condolences by signing the guest book. Services for Bob are going to take place tomorrow, June the 6th at 1 p.m. at the Glen Abbey Memorial Gardens in Auburndale, Florida. Bob was a unique man. I have met many special people in my lifetime. And I am proud to say that Bob was a friend for many years. We had many interesting and enlightening conversations. And I think those out there that sought Bob's advice will bear testament to the fact that he helped whenever he could. And he did respond to all the emails he got from people seeking advice and counsel. Bob was one of the good guys, and he'll be sorely missed. Well, stand by, my friends. Coming up, top of the hour, Alan Watt cutting through the matrix. We'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you back.
The next